There's the school bell, and that means it is time for another class session for the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll want to tune into this and listen, and you'll hear some good Bible lessons. And this is lesson number 50 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And if you have your Bible, turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 24. You'll have time to go get it while I read this introduction. Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 24, and we're going to be looking at verses 29 through 32 of 2 Chronicles 24. And while you're getting your Bible and doing that, I'm going to tell you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., and then Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and then a Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our services. I am Bill Boyd. I'm the preacher at Rock Cliff, and I'm the superintendent of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And I call myself the superintendent because I'm trying to put a little emphasis on the teacher, who is E.A. Elam. And we're studying Sunday school lessons that Elam wrote back in 1922. Today we're going to conclude a lesson that he wrote for Sunday, May 21st, 1922. If you ever wonder what it was that your grandparents or great-grandparents studied when they were in Sunday school, well, this is the kind of lesson they studied, and they are good Bible lessons. And we need to have really Bible lessons in our Sunday schools now. In fact, this little book is called Elam's Notes on Bible School Lessons. And I like the way he called it a Bible school for 1922. It was printed actually in 1921 by Williams Printing Company. And I have a copy of all those lessons he wrote for that year. So let's go look at 2 Chronicles chapter 24. And I want to read the text to you. And then we're going to see what Elam said in his notes. So, 2 Chronicles chapter, well, I've been saying chapter 24. You'll need to turn over to chapter 34. 2 Chronicles chapter 34, and I'll begin reading in verse 29. Then the king sent and gathered together all the elders of Judah in Jerusalem. And the king went up to the house of Jehovah, and all the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the priests, and the Levites, and all the people, great and small. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of Jehovah. And the king stood in his place, and made a covenant before Jehovah, to walk after Jehovah, and to keep his commandments, and his testimonies, and his statutes, with all his heart, and with all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant that were written in this book. And he caused all that were found in Jerusalem and Benjamin to stand to it. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. And Josiah took away the abominations out of the countries that pertained to the children of Israel, and made all that were found in Israel to serve, even to serve Jehovah their God all his days. They departed not from following Jehovah, the God of their fathers. You see, Josiah had sent them into the temple that Solomon had built to repair that temple and to clean it out because it had been neglected. And that's when they found this book of the law of Moses. And reading it, they decided they were going to do what the book said and worship God as it was written. And you know, that's what we need to do. We need to do what the book says. We need to worship God the way it is written in the book. You might wonder, how could they have lost their Bible in the temple? But I sometimes wonder, well, why do people lose their Bible in the church? They'll go to their church building and and they really have lost their Bible. They don't respect its authority. They worship the way they want to. They might find ways that will please the community. They might even call themselves a community church and put on a show for their community. But what they need to do is to go back and find their Bibles and open them up and read them and pattern the church after the church you read about in the New Testament and worship the way that they worshiped. What difference does it make whether you lose your Bible or not if you're not going to read it? And so read it and follow it, and you can reform the church just like Josiah had reformed the worship there in Jerusalem. Now, in reading this, there's another passage I want to read in 2 Kings 23. And this is verses 1 through 3, and this is how the prophet explained what Josiah did here in this passage. It's very similar. 2 Kings 23, verses 1 through 3. And the king sent, and they gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem. And the king went up to the house of Jehovah, and all the men of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the people, both great and small. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant which was found in the house of Jehovah. And the king stood by the pillar and made a covenant before Jehovah to walk after Jehovah and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to confirm the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people stood to the covenant. Let me read to you Elam's notes that are on 2 Chronicles chapter 34. And in 2 Chronicles 34, 29 through 30, Elam had this to say. Josiah continued his good work by gathering the priests, Levites, and people, both great and small, and reading himself the word of God to them, and making a solemn covenant to serve God. Under verse 14, comments we made earlier is about studying the Bible and importance to do the importance of doing that. At 2 Chronicles 34, 31, and the king stood in his place. Well, that would be by the pillar. And the margin, it, both places on this, a margin there, marginal reading says, on the platform. And there was a place for the king. The covenant was to serve God, to walk after Jehovah. And the only way to do that was to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and with all his soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in the book. The only way to obey God is to do what he commands. And the place to find his commandments is in the Bible. 2 Chronicles 34, verse 32. Josiah caused all the people to stand to this covenant. The people agreed to this. They were likewise stirred by the reading of the book of God. Read the covenant Joshua had the people to make just after entering the land of promise in Joshua 24, 1 through 18. That's where 1 through 20, Joshua 24, 1 through 28. That's where Joshua said, to serve, choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah. Josiah renewed his efforts and began 6 years before that, 2 Chronicles 33, to thoroughly cleanse the land of all forms of idolatry. And we can read about him doing that in 2 Kings 23, verses 4 through 20. The only way to turn to God is to put away sin. That is what repentance is. And in Josiah's day, it meant to destroy idols. Josiah, as Hezekiah did, extended his good work into the kingdom of Israel and made all that were found there to serve Jehovah. The 10 tribes had gone into captivity, but a few poor people were left. All his days they departed not from following Jehovah, the God of their fathers. Josiah restored the worship of God, and it is written in the law of God. He did this by studying the Word of God and learning what it teaches. And you can see the accounts of the Passover that were kept then in 2 Kings 23, 21 through 25, and 2 Chronicles 35, 1 through 19. Notwithstanding all the good that Josiah did, he did that which the kings of Judah seemed prone to do. He formed an allegiance with the king of Assyria and went out against the king of Egypt at Megiddo and was slain. You can read this sad story in 2 Chronicles 35, 20 through 26. And I want to read that to you. This is 2 Chronicles 35, beginning in verse 20 to the end of the chapter. After all this, when Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, went up to fight against Carchemish of the Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. But he sent ambassadors to him, saying, "What have I to do with thee, thou king of Judah? I come not against thee this day, but against the house wherewith I have war. And God hath commanded me to make haste. Forbear thee from meddling with God, who is with me, that he destroy thee not." Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself that he might fight with him, and hearken not unto the words of Necho from the mouth of God, and came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. And the archers shot at King Josiah. And the king said to his servants, "Have me away, for I am sore wounded." So his servants took him out of the chariot and put him in the second chariot that he had and brought him to Jerusalem. And he died and was buried in the sepulchres of his fathers. And all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. And Jeremiah lamented for Josiah. And all the singing men and singing women spake of Josiah in their lamentations unto this day. And they made them an ordinance in Israel, and behold, they're written in the lamentations. Now the rest of the acts of Josiah, and the good deeds according to that which is written in the law of Jehovah, and his acts first and last, behold, are they not written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah? That was a sad ending to this good king, Josiah, and it was a sad termination to the reform Josiah had so well begun. Now that ends this particular Sunday school lesson. I turn the page, and the next Sunday school lesson we're going to study is for May 28, 1922. Brother Elam wrote it for May 28th, 1922. And we're going to have that broadcasted here on the Warren County Radio Bible School. And it's about Jeremiah. We just read about Jeremiah in 2 Chronicles 35, where it talks about how Jeremiah lamented for Josiah. Well, we've got three Sundays of lessons ahead of us on the prophet Jeremiah. This first one is called Jeremiah Speaks Boldly for God. Jeremiah is often called the weeping prophet because he is weeping over the sins of the people to whom he is preaching. But you're going to also see from the lesson we're going to study that Jeremiah could be called the courageous prophet. In fact, because of what he said, the people threatened to put him to death, and right in the face of a death threat, Jeremiah continued to preach the word of the Lord. You want to read ahead? Read Jeremiah chapter 26, verses 1 through 24. But that's all we're going to have time for today. So you'll have to tune in to the next class session to hear the stories about Jeremiah. And we hope that you will do that. And until then, the old schoolmaster says, you may be dismissed.